الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين مَاي بِلَوَلَ الله مَاي رحيم الله مَاي كريم الله مَاي كريم الله مَاي كريم الله My most forgiving Allah, my most compassionate Allah, my most loving Allah, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah, my most tolerant Allah. You gave us the tawfiq to fast in the month of Ramadan, to make our Taraweeh Salat. Oh my beloved Allah, you gave us the tawfiq. It was not within our power and our means. We are extremely weak servants of yours, my beloved Allah. Tonight we come to the completion of the Quran Sharif in the Taraweeh Salah. My beloved Allah, your doors of maghfirat are now open. Your doors of mercy are open. Your doors of the acceptance of du'as are open. My beloved Allah, in such a large congregation, we have extended our begging bowls before you. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, forgive the mistakes that we made in the month of Ramadan. Forgive the mistakes that we made in the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Forgive the mistakes that we made in our Taraweeh Salats. May Allah forgive the mistakes that we made in our zikr, in our ibadat. My beloved Allah, we are expressing our regret, our remorse. Indeed, we are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing. We haven't done justice to this Mubarak month. We haven't done justice to the fasting. We haven't done justice to the tilawat. We haven't done justice to the ibadat. My beloved Allah, but you love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Oh, my beloved Allah, even if the sins of ours are more than the waves of the ocean, if they are more than the grains of sand on earth, if they are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, your forgiveness ocean is vast, my Allah. So vast that just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of mankind, my beloved Allah. Hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum mujrim aur khatakar hai, hum gande hai. Oh my beloved Allah, we are dirty and filthy hearted. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy. We have made garbage bags of our hearts, my beloved Allah. We were supposed to have purified them in this month of Ramadan. But my beloved Allah, we haven't done any kind of justice. But my beloved Allah, tonight when we come to the completion of the Quran Sharif, my beloved Allah, make a decision of change of our lives. Clean and purify our hearts. Clean and purify our hearts. Give us the hearts that you give to your awliya siddiqeen, to your beloved friends. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. My beloved Allah, accept the recitation of the Quran Sharif by the Huffaz. My beloved Allah, overlook and forgive their faults and mistakes. My beloved Allah, overlook their mistakes. Ya Allah, we all are sinful servants of yours. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the noor of every alphabet of the Quran Sharif. Bless us with the noor of every word of the Quran Sharif. Bless us with the noor of every verse of the Quran Sharif. Bless us with the noor of every chapter of the Quran Sharif. Bless us with the noor of the entire Quran Sharif, my beloved Allah. Light up our hearts with the noor of the Quran Sharif. Light up our dead hearts, my beloved Allah. Let us get life into our dead hearts with the barakat of the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, let this khatam be not the khatam for all our lifetime. Ya Allah, let this be the beginning of our recitation of the Quran Sharif. Let this be the beginning of our understanding of the Quran Sharif. Let this be the beginning of our amal on the Quran Sharif. Let this be the beginning of our propagation of the message of the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, give us such attachment to the Quran Sharif, such love of the Quran Sharif, that no other book in our sight, my beloved Allah, has any kind of respect as we have of the Quran Sharif. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, if you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Our children will not be ours. Our homes will not give us comfort. Our businesses will not give us barakat. My beloved Allah, everything will work against us. And if you are ours, everything will work in our favor. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. My beloved Allah, there are so many that are sick and ailing. They are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes and amongst us. My beloved Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses and ailments and diseases can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. You increase and elevate the stages of those people. You forgive their sins. You make them your beloved. You are with those who make sabr. But my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak. Even if it is in the form of rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good health. Change it to the rahmat of good health. Bless each and everyone with complete shifa of all sicknesses and ailments. My beloved Allah, bless us with shifa from all ailments and sicknesses, spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Our hearts are spiritually sick. We have got malice and greed and pride and arrogance in our hearts. Clean and purify our hearts. Oh, my beloved Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth with dirty, filthy hearts? Hearts filled with enmity, with hatred and with greed and with pride. Oh, my beloved Allah, give us a taste of the sweetness of Iman. Give us a taste of the sweetness of your closeness. Give us a taste of the sweetness, my beloved Allah, of the closeness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Give us your marifat. Bless us with yaqeen in you. Bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Make us yours and become ours. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Bhai Rahim Allah, we need your support every second of our life. From your ocean of love, give us to drink, by Allah. We want our forehead at your door. Ya Allah, we have failed in everything that we have tried, if we have distanced ourselves from you. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Change the condition of our hearts. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabli o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Ya Allah, accept the work of all institutions of deen. Bless everybody with ikhlas in their amal. Ya Allah, bless us with sincerity, with generosity, with kindness, with compassion, with love, my beloved Allah. Bless us with a life of tawakkul, a life of yaqeen in you. Bless us with a life of purity. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of purity. How long are we going to walk the path of sins? How long the drug dens and the vice? How long the clubhouses and the nightclubs? My beloved Allah, how long are we going to take wine? How long are we going to go and watch films, that filthy Hollywood, Bollywood? How long porn sites on the internet? How long adultery and fornication? How long casting lustful glances? How long, my Allah? A day is going to come where the angel of death is going to squeeze out from every part of our body, our soul. Jaisi karni, waisi bharni, namare to karke dek, dozakh bhi hai, jannat bhi hai, dozakh bhi hai, namare to marke dek. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. You are loving, you are compassionate, you are forgiving. With the barakat of the completion of the Quran Sharif, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, don't deprive anyone who has raised his or her hand tonight. My beloved Allah, fulfill each and every one's good intention, good desires, good aspirations. Those who are writing examinations, give them success in their examinations. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious and righteous marriage partners. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, my beloved Allah, because of the recession and depression, Ya Allah, remove their difficulties and hardship with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Those who are unemployed, bless them with halal employment. Ya Allah, make our homes a place of barakat and rahmat. Ya Allah, make our hearts a place filled with your noor, with your tajalli. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sacrificed all his life for the sake of the ummah. How much of tears he shed for us. How much of blood of his was shed for the sake of the ummah. He used to stand whole night in prayer, that masoom, sinless Nabi. In Hajjatul Wida, in the plains of Arafat, he extends his Mubarak hands from Zuhr till Maghrib. Ah, by Allah, how much he begged for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children but they have become disobedient, they have become rebellious, they have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils. Ya Allah, bring them back onto Surat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents the himmat, the courage to throw out of their homes and lives everything that's causing so much of corruption in the lives of the children. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all. The rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our brothers and sisters, family members. Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, accept the i'tikaf of the people that sat in i'tikaf. Accept their du'as. Accept their ibadat, accept their zikr and tilawat. And Ya Allah, with the barakat of their du'as, forgive each and every one of us. Bless us also with the best of dunya and akhirat. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Change the conditions of adversity around the world to that of prosperity. Ya Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, throughout the world, it is going through great amount of suffering and difficulties and hardship. We know we are the major cause of that suffering. We have disunited the ummah first, my Allah. We slice the ummah with our tongues and with our pens. Oh my Allah. The enemies only came in after that. My beloved Allah, change the condition of the ummah. Ya Allah, wherever there is suffering of mankind, remove it. Whether it is in Somalia, Sudan, Africa, whether it is in Pakistan, whether it is in India, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Palestine, any part of the world, my beloved Allah, remove the suffering and the pain and the difficulties of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remove the suffering of mankind around the globe. Bless us with burial in Baqi. If it is not Muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Oh Allah, if somebody has to ask me, what is this you begging and begging and begging every day, every night, every time? What are you begging? I will say, I'm begging my Allah that he must become mine. I am asking Allah to become mine. Oh my beloved Allah, koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. Then he become mine and I become his day and night. This is what I seek from my Allah. Allah, Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.